In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And Salve Regina, Salve Victoria, Vita Duce, et Spes Nostra Salve, a te clamamus, exilius filii rebe, a te suspiramus, gementes et ventres, id hoc lacrimarum vale, ea ergo advert pata nostra, illos tuos misericordiis oculos, a nos convert, et veis benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis pos hoc exili, ostende, a clemens Sophia, a dulcis Virgo Maria, Mater Ecclesiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. What does it mean to be an apostle of the Eucharist? So I don't have a manuscript in such fecum as you give me. Frank and I are working on one of two books that I'm publishing under orders of the Holy See. One is a textbook in Eucharistic education, and the other is a manual for promoting devotion to the Holy Eucharist. And when the books are finished, you'll be, of course, given copies. An apostle of the Eucharist is, first of all, one who has a deep faith in and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Secondly, who promotes the understanding of the Holy Eucharist three times over. And Eucharistic, remember, presence, communion, and sacrifice. An apostle of the Eucharist is one who promotes Eucharistic adoration. An apostle of the Eucharist is one who, from the youngest years, inspires children and a great love of our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament to receive Holy Communion and attend Mass as often as possible. An apostle of the Eucharist is one who uses every opportunity to talk about the Blessed Sacrament with everyone whom he knows and meets. An apostle of the Eucharist is one who in correspondence, in letters, either says something about the Eucharist or includes some pamphlet. Sister Fatima, who was here some days ago, she said, Father, could you provide us with pamphlets? Pamphlets on the Eucharist in simple language that we contemplative missionaries of charity can distribute. And I said, Sister, how many pamphlets would you want as a start? Oh, she said, 1,000. Would be a good start. That's our quiet sister, Fatima. We are now on the papal primacy, and specifically, where our Lord took Peter aside and asked him three times, first, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these do? And Peter, of course, answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then Jesus responds, feed my lambs. And of course, the feeding is the mind. The mind with knowing who is not just in the Eucharist, but who is the Holy Eucharist. That is why St. Pius X, as we know, introduced early Holy Communion. One of his audiences, a mother had a 5-year-old child next to her. The Pope leaned down and asked the child, whom does your mother receive when she goes to communion? He said, Jesus Christ. So the Pope told the mother, please bring the Pope back to the Vatican tomorrow. I will give him his first communion. 5 years old. Feed my lambs. And the sooner children receive first communion, the better. And of course, you're talking about the priesthood. The Vicar of Christ is the one on whom depends the teaching first here of children. And let me tell you, by the age of 5, you may be surprised, by the age of 5, our basic character is formed. Do you believe me? By the age of 5, of course, changes, conversions can take place, but in general, by the age of 5, feed my lambs. And by the Holy Father, and by the way, the Pope refers to this passage. That's why Holy Father prefers to have little children around him. And many pictures of the Pope are, you know, holding a child in his arms. Second, Simon, son of John, this time just, do you love me? And then Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And then different translations, I like, look after my sheep. The Pope's authority, as if I can say, the high priest of the Catholic Church. He's in our sheep, no longer lambs. They need to be looked after. They need to be watched, carefully watched. I may have told you my mother was a shepherdess in Europe, the age of 5. And she went to grammar school by the age of 6. Spring came along, her parents urged her to leave school. She never went back to school. Didn't even finish the 6th grade.